It is the cave that is capturing my imagination at the moment, partly because we have been in lockdown or quarantine recently, and partly because of the Mother God image that has been coming up in my journey with Julian of Norwich. Let me explain the connection. Some years ago, I did an imaginative contemplation with the healing of Jairus' daughter. In that prayer, I was the young girl who was sick and dying. In the part of the prayer where, in the outside world, the girl had died, I lay down in my imagination in what was a tomb, a sealed up cave, which had a stone shelf carved into the wall. As I lay there, drifting off to sleep, I became aware that the walls of the cave were warm and living. I was no longer in a cave, but in a womb. Hence my linking of Mother God and the image of the cave. So what do these two images have in common that I would put them together in this way? One of the essentials David Runcorn suggests for desert spirituality is stability. And he says, stay in your cell and your cell will teach you everything. And in quarantine, and indeed with the Desert Fathers of the Church, the cave equated to this cell. It was a stable place, a place of shelter from predators and the heat of the day and the cold of the night, a place of safety, of seclusion, isolated from the world and its relentless distractions. The same might be said of the womb. In If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat, John Ortberg describes the cave as a place of transformation, of growth. Here, hidden away from the world, in a place of relative safety, we undergo changes in our being and we become different, emerging at the end of our quarantine to face the world afresh, where things will never be the same again. It is certainly true of the characters in Jim Crace's book, including Jesus. And of course, in the womb, changes take place from the implantation of the fertilised egg to the embryo, fetus, and full-term baby to emerge at birth. Both the time in the desert caves and gestation are periods where nothing happens fast. It feels slow, and little evidence of change might be seen. But nevertheless, the changes taking place are deep and lasting. There is no going back to how it was before. But the cave and the womb are also not the same. The cave is a hard, difficult place, and dangers may have to be faced in claiming it as your space, wild animals, for example, as well as the spiritual battle which ensues. Saint Ignatius wrote the spiritual exercises while living in the cave at Manresa, and there was a cost to it, a great turmoil of spirits and struggle with spiritual desolation. The film, Ignacio de Loyola, depicts this struggle in a gruesome physical way, and it is not a watch for the faint-hearted.